Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. You're in the right place for the very best, most realistic home improvement advice you'll find anywhere. I'm Joe Cherwini. Danny's on vacation this week. So to help out with today's show, I've brought in a very special guest. She's host, co-host of the Today's Homeowner TV show, creator and host of the popular web series Checking In with Chelsea. It is Chelsea Lipford-Wolf. Thank you, Chelsea, for joining us.
Welcome. Represent the Lipfords.
For keeping it in the family. Thanks so much for filling in for Dad. I understand.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, I understand he's out of town. Tell us.
Him and my mom are celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And
good
so
for
they
them.
Planned a somewhat last minute trip. Down to the Caribbean, I guess. They're going to Aruba. I'm assuming that's still in the Caribbean. It sounds like it's pretty far away.
I think it's beyond the Caribbean. It's almost South America.
I'm not sure what's beyond the Caribbean, to be honest. I'm really good at directions, but not at geography.
Well, I'm in Connecticut, so I can tell you I am beyond the Caribbean, for sure.
So I hope they have a great trip, and I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, 40 years. Your mom put up your dad for 40.
No,
you only had to do it for half of that, more than half of that.
That's true. I mean, 40 years. Miracles do happen.
Yeah. Well, my wife Marla and I are celebrating our 40th later this year.
Oh, y'all got married the same year.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
I said, hanging out with me is like dog years. So it's not 40 years for my wife. You have to multiply it times seven.
Woo!
So it's like it's her 280th wedding.
Oh, wow. Go Marla.
For me, it's only 40 years. Well, Chelsea and I are here and ready to answer any of your home improvement questions you may have. So get in touch. You can email us at todayshomeowner.com/ask or pick up the phone and call 24/7 the Today's Homeowner hotline at 1-800-946-4420. And coming up this hour, we are answering lots of calls and emails, including what to do with an old brick walkway that's overgrown with grass and weeds. So should you repair it or replace it? So we'll kick that around. Also, we'll discuss the benefits of an electric heat pump water heater, not a standard water heater, but a heat pump water heater, and how to make sure your window screens will keep out the bugs this summer. It's turning spring in most parts of the country, so that's pretty important. Plus, we'll tackle lots of emails, and later in the hour, we'll have a new simple solution on how to transform a plastic soda bottle into a mini greenhouse for starting plants from seeds. This time of year, of course, people are thinking of starting gardens, and it might be too cold in most places to put the plants outside. So we're going to be showing how you can start them indoors using this soda bottle. So Chelsea, I'd love to hear about what's going on at your home. I know your dad had mentioned that the ranch revival that's taking place at your house, which has been fantastic, all the projects you've done. You've got some new ones coming up. But before you get into that, I want to share a couple of quick things. We got some feedback from a listener from a few weeks ago. We had given some advice to a homeowner on air on how to care for a sickly tree. And then we heard from Ricardo Johnson in Maryland, who's a professional tree surgeon. I'm not sure I knew there were tree surgeons.
Whoa,
anyway,
I like that.
That's kind of cool, right?
That's a fun title.
He wrote, "Hi, Danny and Joe. I heard you talking about how to restore the health of a sick tree. The very first thing to do is dig around the trunk of the tree to expose the root flare. Most trees are planted way too deep, resulting in the root flare being buried under several inches of the soil." And that is absolutely correct. The root flare is when you're looking at a tree and the tree trunk comes straight down, and just before it gets to the ground, it flares out and gets wide and then joins the roots. Too often that flare, the roots, of course, are always buried, but that flare is buried and never, ever should be. So thank you, Ricardo, for sharing that tip. And then I think it was just last week we had a caller who had a single handle faucet on his kitchen sink, I think it was, Chelsea, and it's held in place by a set screw. Well, for some reason, that set screw kept loosening up. He said every time, like every week or so, the handle wouldn't work and the set screw was loose. So we gave him a couple of tips. We weren't really sure what to tell him. Put glue on it, tighten it up. But then I thought of something afterwards I wanted to share. Is you can get plumber's putty. Plumber's putty is just comes in a little tub, and it's like a thick putty, but it doesn't dry so hard that it prevents you from unthreading a plumbing fixture, which is smart, because sometimes you have to take apart plumbing, threaded plumbing fixtures. So So for that listener, hopefully he's listening again, put a little plumber's putty on that set screw, drive it in. And this way, if you do have to remove it, you can remove it. If you glue it in place, it might not have.
Yeah, it probably gives it just enough tension that it doesn't come loose just by everyday use.
Yeah, I guess he's using it a lot. And it, you know, if you use it enough, you loosen it up.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to your ranch revival. So I know last time I heard, I know you put in all new cabinets, all new flooring.
Yes.
And then Dad was mentioning he was really upset that, what happened? Somebody moved something and scratched up your brand new floor? Did that happen? Do I remember that?
Our washing machine walked while it was in use during the spin cycle.
Oh.
It moved forward 6 inches. And I know because I had the machines all perfectly lined up, the washer and dryer right next to each other, and it had moved forward a couple of inches, and it scratched the floor.
Oh,
it just had metal feet on it. And of course, I found a solution to keep it from walking that also padded the feet. And then when I was moving everything back into our laundry room after we did an episode of the TV show there, after we did that, I found the original package from when I got the washing machine, and it had rubber feet that I guess I was originally supposed to put on the washing machine. And I was so mad that I could have prevented that. But we did fill in the scratch with a stain pen, like a stain marker, and it really, it's not that big of a deal, and it's tucked in the laundry room. We have doors now, so nobody sees it but me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was annoying.
Yeah, well, that goes to show, the lesson there is open every little envelope.
That's right.
Right? Look inside. What I did with my washer and dryer, we have in the basement, and it was sitting on concrete floor, and that thing bouncing around on the concrete cannot be good. So I just built a pallet. And it's wide enough for the washer and dryer.
Uh-huh.
And I strapped them both down with ratcheting band clamps. Sounds like a simple solution. I should choose.
Yeah.
And I've got that thing strapped down, so it's not an issue.
It's also safe from a hurricane, it sounds like.
That's right. And if you do put doors on your laundry room, at least the washer won't leave the
room.
That's
right.
corral it.
It's in timeout in its room.
Yeah. So what else is going on? What's next on the revival project?
Well, you know, we've been renovating basically one room at a time in our house. And every time we work on one room, I change out the interior door associated with that room. We had just plain flat doors, hollow core doors.
Right. I remember.
And undersized knobs. Like, I'm guessing they're original to the house, built in 55 or 56.
Oh, okay.
And so the hole that is used for the doorknob is smaller than like a hole you would drill for a doorknob nowadays.
Right.
Yeah. And some of them weren't working very well. So I bought all of the materials I needed at one time. So they've been cluttering the garage, but I've been slowly changing out each interior door. And I finally, I have a few more tweaks to make, but all of the doors have been changed out now.
Oh, beautiful.
And all new doorknobs that work. And it's a huge relief because I think there were 13 doors.
Wow.
So it's like just slowly doing that over time just kind of wears away at you.
Yeah.
It's something like the first time you're like, yeah, I can do this. And then you're like, okay, I can do it, but I really don't want to because I already did it before. And so I'm losing my mojo, but I'm getting it back now that the project is coming to an end.
Well, that's very good about how almost any home improvement project works. You're really excited in the beginning. By the end, you're sick of it. But then as you're
so
wrapping
true.
It up, it gets better and better.
And I mentioned that the previous doors were hollow core, so we're going back with the solid core doors. So as you can imagine, they're pretty heavy duty, and it helps reduce just the noise flowing from the different rooms.
And these are panel doors, like raised panel, or what did you go with?
The raised panel.
Like
so not the six panel, because I wanted to have it a little bit more traditional for our age house. So it's longer panel over a shorter panel. So just the two
beautiful.
Panels.
Yeah. And did you have to replace the jams and everything with these?
No.
Just the doors themselves.
Yeah. So I bought the slab doors and mortised the hinges and drilled the holes for the doorknobs. And of course, I have a video about the process. Two different ways you can mortise hinges, one without power tools and one with power tools. And that's at checkinwithchelsea.com.
Oh, great. In fact, I have a simple solution coming up.
Yes.
Is that this hour or next hour about putting in mortises, like an accurate way to cut mortises?
Ooh. I'll have to listen.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us. We've got a lot to share with you, so get in touch. You can email us at todayshomeowner.com/ask or call the hotline 1-800-946-4420. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you download the Home Depot app, Taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image Search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store Mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup. All from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
Is your backyard more blah than ah? If so, then you need to enter the Backyard Paradise Contest, brought to you by our friends at Pavestone and Quikrete. One lucky contestant will win their own luxurious landscape. The Pavestone and Quikrete pros will design a project just for the winner's home, worth up to $10,000, and help Danny and his team install it. Plus, the whole process will be featured on an episode of Today's Homeowner TV.
So get your yard ready for warmer weather. Enter now.
Just go to todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Hello, and welcome back to Today's Homeowner radio show, where we're heard on over 350 radio stations coast to coast, and we're very proud of each and every one of them, including WHMP 96.9 FM and 1400 AM in Northampton, Massachusetts, just north of where I am here in Connecticut. So we want to welcome everyone in the Massachusetts area listening to us. If you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out. And right now, we're going to go to that hotline. We have Elaine in Alabama has a question about a brick walkway. Elaine, welcome to the show, and thanks for sending those photographs. Those help a lot. I want you to share with what's going on at your house today.
Okay. Well, I have a brick ranch that was built in probably 1970.
Okay.
And I have a front walkway that's also made of brick. It's either mortared together or cemented. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But currently, it is just a weedy front walkway. I have to put weed spray on it in the summer so I can actually see it, or I have to mow it. So help
yeah, when you're mowing when you're mowing your brick walkway, that's
it's
a sign
bad.
That things.
It's bad.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, I can tell by the photo. Jesse, I don't know if you can see these photographs, but it's pretty bad. Yeah, when you have to mow your walkway, that's trouble. But
yeah,
okay.
Right.
So, what is it you want to do with this other than keep grass from growing through?
Well, my question is: do I have to rip this old walkway up, or can I put? I'm thinking about using the cement molding, cement blocks that look like, you know, bricks.
You're talking about like pavers, or are you talking about like using a
like
walk maker?
Yeah,
where
walk
you...
maker.
Yeah, the forms that the cement goes in. That
the
quick like brick.
Walk makers. Yeah, those are great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what the name is, though.
So. Yeah, they're called walk maker.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Do I have to rip up this, the old walkway before I can do that?
Yeah, I mean, I would not, this is in such rough shape. I would not just put something on top of it. I think you're better off at this point. If you don't want to try to save it, which would probably require pulling it up anyway.
Right, yeah, I don't think there's any saving.
Okay, yeah, so you're going to have to pull up all those bricks, and I would save them because old bricks are pretty popular and pretty desirable, and maybe you can use them elsewhere, but pull them up. Prep the surface as well as you can. You know, you may have to put down more gravel or whatever you need. I'm not really sure. Chelsea's had some experience with those walk makers on some TV projects. Do you remember what you put those down on? Can you do that on a compacted bed, or does it have to be concrete? Do you remember, Chelsea, how those walk maker molds
Yeah,
work?
You don't have to put down a concrete
oh, good.
Bed underneath it, but you do put concrete in the form.
Right.
But
yeah,
absolutely, she would want to, Elaine, you would want to get rid of the, since it doesn't seem like a very solid foundation, you want to tear up those bricks and get those out of there. You don't want your new walkway to crumble because of the foundation. But we do have a video on that at todayshomeowner.com using that walk maker that would give you all the tips and tricks that you would need.
Yeah, great.
And Elaine, I see photographs of three steps going up to, I guess, a patio. I have never seen steps built like that that weren't in a swimming pool or something.
I have
what
not
is
either.
That? You know, was there a swimming pool there? You sure there wasn't a swimming pool? I've never seen steps like that.
Steps.
Those are dangerous.
Yeah, it is. Very dangerous.
Circular.
And I want to replace those.
Yeah.
So how do you rip out, I mean, is this something that possibly that I can do, or do I have to hire somebody to rip this out?
No, you could do it. They're small. In fact, we'll try to remember to post a photograph of this on our website, on the radio page of the website, so that our listeners can see what we're talking about, these steps. You could just use a heavy hammer and a cold chisel and just bust them all up, or you could rent an electric chipping hammer, which is like a little mini jackhammer, for lack of a better word, and you just tell them what you're doing. It's a very benign tool.
I would suspect that it's probably not attached to the skirt of the porch very well.
No. It is not. There is a crack there.
Oh, yeah. That'd be easy.
Like down.
Yeah.
You'll see, once you start at the top and you start using that electric chipping hammer, which is a pretty easy to control tool.
Joe, does that... I've used a small one before that attaches to an air compressor.
Yeah, this would be electric.
Okay.
Yeah, this way you wouldn't need a compressor. You're right. They do make the pneumatic ones, but you could rent one. I don't know. Maybe it costs $60, $70 a day, and this wouldn't take a whole day to do. And just bust them up. You'll see. It'll come apart. This thing's probably waiting to fall apart anyway. So.
Yeah. This sounds like fun.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be fun for us, not for you, maybe.
And maybe even get a. I'm a big fan of child labor. Maybe get a teenager in the neighborhood to help you haul the bricks, or wherever.
I think like you do.
That's a good idea. Well, there you go. Yeah, and then you'll have to decide. Okay, well now what are you gonna do when those are gone? You can get precast concrete steps if you like the look of that. That'd be the easiest and probably
what I was thinking of.
Yeah, they'll just come and set it right in place. In fact, maybe do that before you do the walkway, so they know where everything is. But anyway, Lane, I think with pulling up those bricks and using the walk maker or pavers or whatever you want to do, you'll have a clean slate to start with, right? Some nice, clean, compacted surface. And then you can put in, pour the walk maker and they come in different, and you can dye the cement before you put it in the concrete, before you put it in, if you want to change the color of it. So there's a lot of ways to go once you get this old brick out of there.
Yeah, that's like going to be the hard part.
Yeah.
The brick out. But no, not having to mow my front walkway will be worth it.
That'll be a new lease on life.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Elaine, and good luck with that project. And give us a call if you need any other help.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Hey, Chelsea, I saw Dad and I answer questions every single week, sometimes two or three times, about mortar and concrete and the cracking of concrete and how to stop concrete from cracking. And our answer is always, you really can't stop concrete from cracking. It's going to crack. And then I saw this report from Italy on ancient Roman concrete.
Ooh.
And why is this lasting so long? They can't imagine why it's been, the buildings and the domes and the aqueducts are 2,000 years old and older, and they're still up and they're in great shape. And so they studied a team from Switzerland and Italy and the United States. They analyzed 2,000-year-old concrete samples.
Wow.
And what they found is that they found white chunks in the concrete that they call them lime clasts. I'm not sure. C-L-A-S-T-S, clats. I don't know what that is exactly. And what they found, when they first found these white chunks in the concrete, they thought it had been overlooked as maybe sloppy mixing or poor quality materials when they built it. But what they found is these white chunks actually heal and fix any fissures or cracks. So as the concrete's cracking, these lime clasts release themselves and they fill in all these. Now, how they figured that out over 2,000 years ago,
and
we have patios cracking today, I'm not really sure.
Did they add it after it started cracking, or is this in the mix?
No, this was in the original mix.
Wow.
And, they use this material to build like the Pantheon in Rome, which is the world's largest unreinforced dome. If anyone's ever seen that, it's pretty remarkable, and it's 2,000, 3,000 years old. So hopefully we'll be answering fewer questions about concrete Now, where you live in Alabama, I think patios are pretty popular. Do you have one at your new home, by the way? Do you have a patio? Are you planning on pouring one?
The house came with a patio.
And is it in pretty good shape? Your house was built in the 50s.
They did it in squares, and between the squares is pressure-treated wood, and all the wood is rotting.
Oh.
Well, I assume it was pressure treated. It might not have been. Maybe that's why it's rotting. So I need to tear that out and replace it. But the concrete itself is in great shape.
Oh, good. Well, well, when and then when you add on to your house, I understand you get, that's the next big project. Maybe you'll get another patio or a deck or something. Yeah. Yes. Well, you live in a great part of the country where we're living outdoors. I'm in Connecticut, so
yeah.
You know, how much time are we going to spend outdoors? But you guys, especially with four children, you're probably outside all the time.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Throw them outside. You know, they say they have signs that say free range chickens. But we have free range children at our house.
You have to fence them in.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we'll have a best new product coming up from Home Depot and a live caller. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more great home improvement advice here at Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Soil is one of the biggest problems people have with getting plants to thrive. So container plants have an advantage as long as you choose the right soil for your container. That's why Vigoro developed their all-purpose potting mix. It is specially blended to be used in containers and pots, indoors or out. This mix is certified by the Mulch and Soil Council and is specially formulated to retain moisture. That's especially important in container gardening because it means less watering for you and consistent moisture for your fruit, flowers, or vegetables. The formula also continuously feeds the plants for up to 9 months to ensure they do thrive. For more information on this Vigoro potting soil for indoor or outdoor, log on to homedepot.com.
Well, thanks, Danny. Danny obviously pre-recorded that before he left for vacation, so thanks again.
Yeah, actually, we use that soil in an upcoming TV show project.
Oh, great.
It's going to be airing April 17th, or the week of April 17th, but we turned a sunroom on the back of a house into a garden growing room. And so Dad created these really beautiful, basically a raised garden bed for inside the house, and we used that potting soil to help Sterling, the homeowner's plants, grow.
Oh, great. We look forward to seeing that.
I'm excited.
And before we go, we have a live caller on air with us, Greg. But before we go to Greg, I wanted to mention that we were talking about concrete and patios earlier. And there's one of our most popular and favorite contests coming up soon. Why don't you tell us about that, Chelsea?
Yeah, everyone is invited to enter right now for a chance to win our Backyard Paradise contest. And the one winner will receive a backyard makeover, a $10,000 value using Pavestone and Quikrete products. And the teams from Pavestone and Quikrete and the Today's Homeowner team help design your backyard and help make it exactly what you need in your backyard space. And then you get to be on the TV show. We come to your house and you get to make us breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then we give you a beautiful patio.
That's a fair deal. I mean, Danny, you never know how much Danny's going to eat, but
that's
still a pretty good deal. Yeah, Chelsea and Danny shows up at your house and they fix up your backyard.
So you can enter that right now through the end of the month at todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise.
Okay, let's go right to the hotline. Greg's calling from Minnesota. I think we've spoken to you in the past, haven't we, Greg?
You certainly have.
Have we helped you out? Well, you called back, so I guess we must have helped you out a little bit, right?
Yeah, I just have the time to get curious about certain things around the house. This isn't so much an individual problem or issue I'm having. It's kind of a industry of the heat pump electric water heaters. And I was listening to another home improvement show, and they were touching on it, and I got real curious because I do have a heat pump. I've had one for 10 years, and when they mentioned the water heater and how much it's so efficient, it can save you up to 50% electric cost, I got kind of curious, and I see all the box stores carry them.
Well, that's a good sign. That means they're working and people are demanding them, right? Yeah.
Well, do you have any knowledge of how they work and...
Yeah. Well, the heat pump water heater works just like any heat pump, as you probably know since you live with one. A heat pump is an amazing piece of equipment that's been around for a few generations now, and it becomes so much more efficient than they ever used to be. And the way a heat pump works is basically it takes heat out of the air and it applies it to whatever you need it to do, heat the house, or in this case, heat the water. And they originally, heat pumps originally were only efficient in areas that had either warm or relatively mild climate, you know, like maybe up as far as Maryland or so. But if you lived up in New England where I am, they couldn't extract enough heat out of the cold air. Well, that was generations ago, and now they're super efficient. And so electric water heaters account for about 18% of your electricity costs, a standard water heater. A heat pump water heater uses 63% less energy than a traditional electric water heater. So you can see right there how much you're going to save. They're like 2 to 3 times more efficient, according to the Department of Energy. And they often say it works like a refrigerator, but in reverse, which it always confuses me. So I don't even try to get into that. But basically what it does, it extracts heat from the air. And even if the outside air is 20 degrees, there's still heat in there, right? Because if it was 0 degrees, it would be even colder. So we've got 20 degrees of heat in it. So essentially that's all it does. It takes the heat from outdoors. It puts it, in this case, into the unit to help heat the water. It all sounds great. And it saves, a heat pump water heater can save a family of four about $330 a year, according to the Energy Star website. I read that recently. $330 a year on your electric bill. And it has a longer lifespan. A heat pump water heater can last up to 15 years or more, where conventional electric heaters usually, you know, you're lucky if you get 10 or 12 years out of it. And that's all great. Well, then what's the deal? Why doesn't everybody have one? Well, here's the one drawback. A 50-gallon heat pump water heater costs about $1,100. You can buy a standard electric water heater for a third of that, you know, $250, $300. So it's like, okay, well, how many water heaters can I replace if I'm buying them for $250 instead of $1,100?
Right.
But then you're not factoring in, of course, the energy saving. So my point of view would be, I'm not sure how Chelsea feels about this. She's just remodeling a whole house, an older house. She's remodeling every bit of it. If it's in your budget, you'd make up the extra cost in your electric bill. So I would definitely go for the heat pump water heater.
Well, it sounds like it'll pay for itself in 3 years with the energy savings.
Yep.
So if your water heater is bad and you need to replace one, then replace it with an electric heat pump. But don't go out and buy one just because it's cool or new.
Right.
Wait until
exactly.
You need a new one to replace it. Yeah.
Yeah. We often say that people call and say, you know, my whatever it is, my appliance is working great, but you know, I want a new one. Well, you know, I guess you could do that, but in this case, you're going to be saving, like Chelsea said, you're going to be saving quite a bit of electricity and might pay for itself. So if your water heater is older and you're looking to upgrade, I would do that. Does that make sense to you, Greg?
Yeah. The other thing I'd throw in there is that our heat pump is using off peak.
Right.
And the electrical charge is half of what regular kilowatt charge is. So that in itself is a big savings.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you'll find with these new water heaters, they have a high demand or hybrid mode that you can switch to, you know, if you're not getting enough hot water. But listen, thanks again for calling. We appreciate hearing from you. And don't be afraid to call next time you have a question.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers it all like the SoftSpa Electronic Bidet Toilet Seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy 4-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find Luxrock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Take today's homeowner with you wherever you go with our popular podcast channel. Listen to our daily tips for today's homeowner. Get answers to your most common questions with our Ask Danny podcast. Or catch up on past episodes of the Today's Homeowner radio show. They're all designed to help you find solutions that work for your home. And they're available on demand on our Today's Homeowner podcast channel. Just search Today's Homeowner podcast on your favorite app and listen today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And welcome back. I hope you're one of the more than 150,000 homeowners who are currently receiving the Today's Homeowner newsletter each and every week. And if you're not, go to todayshomeowner.com/newsletter and sign up for free. It's completely free, and we promise never to sell your email to anyone else. It's just a way for us to deliver to you the most practical home improvement advice right to your inbox. Again, sign up for free at todayshomeowner.com/newsletter. And now let's go to the homeowner, Today's Homeowner hotline, where we have Lindy on the phone calling from Georgia. Hello, Lindy. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Tell us what's going on there. I see you sent a couple of photographs of, looks like, the windows on the outside of your home with some screens on them.
Yes. It's not the screens I'm worried about.
Okay.
This is a brand new home, and my first brand new home.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. But the windows seem like they need caulking around them or something to prevent bugs and moisture to get back there. I asked the builder at the time, and he said, oh, no. They're designed differently these days. But I don't really believe
it. Okay. They're designed differently to allow bugs into the house. I'm not sure what he meant by. Now, I'm looking at these photographs, and when you say the bugs and moisture, are the bugs and moisture getting on, the bugs are getting into the interior of the house?
On the side of the windows.
Right.
Next to the hardy board and between the window, there's gaps.
Yep, I see that. And the bugs are getting into those gaps?
Not yet, but I think it'll happen soon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But they won't get into the house. They won't get into the house. They'll just get into the gaps behind us, next to the siding, behind the window frame. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So my question was, how do I caulk this or prevent it?
Okay. Well, you can certainly caulk that. It's not ordinarily caulked, because if the bugs get behind the window frame and in that tapered gap where the beveled siding is, you know, I mean, they're not going to get into the house. They're not going to cause any damage. But if you wanted to caulk it, what is that caulk, Chelsea, that Type-On is a, most people know them as a glue manufacturer, Lindy, but they make a great line of caulks as well. And they came out with a new one that's super durable for exterior. What is that called?
Yeah, Duramaster. We used it to caulk around the windows at our house. And Lindy, why I liked it is because it's super flexible and moves. Like you have the windows next to the fiber cement, they're going to expand and contract differently. And so this Duramaster expands and contracts with those different building materials, but you can clean it up with water. So if you've ever used any kind of sealant that wasn't water-based, you know what an advantage a water-based sealant is. And so that's Titebond's Duramaster, and it comes in clear or white, but the white is paintable. So if you caulked in there and you wanted to paint it to match your siding after the fact, you could certainly do that.
I'm a big fan of clear caulk. I've been using that a lot lately because, the white – what do you need white for? I mean, your siding appears to be like a gray.
Where do you use it?
Where do I use
outside,
the clear?
Outside, like the outside?
Yeah, I use it outside. Any joint between two pieces, I was putting up some AZEK trim around a bay window I installed. So I use the clear.
Because a lot of times you want to fill a gap so that you don't see the gap.
Right.
So if you use clear, then you're still going to see it.
You're still going to see it. But white, in this case, you'd have to then paint it,
go back and paint it. Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Clear.
Yeah. I guess you could do that. What I would do is I would do one window and see, even do half of one window and just see if there's an issue with the other side of the window, if bugs are getting in there. Fortunately, this looks like it's probably aluminum or a vinyl window, so the bugs won't bother it. The siding is fiber cement. The bugs won't bother that either. So I think, you could fill it. I'm not sure what the advantage of filling it, other than, like you said, you can keep bugs out. But as long as they're not getting into the house, that's the main thing.
Do you think I have to worry about moisture or rain getting through there?
If it's properly installed and flashed, it's a brand new house, so I'm assuming they use the best type of flashing around the window before they set it into the opening. If it hasn't been an issue yet, I wouldn't be too concerned with it. You have to wait till you go through the really rainy spring and then see, but I don't think it'd be an issue. If you have moisture on the inside of the glass, then that's a high moisture content in the home. It has nothing to do with anything going on outside. So that's the only thing you need to be concerned with is, or obviously if there's moisture between the panes of glass, then you have to get the repair glazier to come out to repair the window, because then that seal has been breached and moisture is getting between the glass. But until something like that happens, I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't even caulk it unless it's an issue.
Okay. Thank you so much for your idea.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, and coming up is a simple solution where I show how to make a mini greenhouse for starting seeds indoors. And don't forget about the Today's Homeowner Facebook page, where you can leave a comment or go to the Today's Homeowner podcast to listen to past radio shows, get daily tips for Today's Homeowner, and the weekly Ask Danny episodes. Simply search Today's Homeowner podcast on your favorite podcasting app. We'll be right back.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Got a project? Titebond sealants are the toughest in the industry, trusted by builders and contractors for reliability and durability. Our weather-resistant formulas stand up to extreme conditions. With extensive color matching availability and exceptional adhesion, they're versatile for any exterior use. No matter the job, count on high performance for best-in-class results. Titebond sealants, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup. all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by FluidMaster. Find out more at shop.fluidmaster.com.
Spring is right around the corner, and so a lot of gardeners are starting their seeds indoors. And here's a quick way to make a what's called a cloche, which is basically a mini greenhouse, for germinating seeds in pots and planters out of a 1 liter soda bottle. So what we're trying to do is take the soda bottle and the 2 liter bottle and cut it in half and discard the bottom half of the bottle, then set the top half over the seeds in the pot or in the plant or wherever it is. And again, what it creates is a little greenhouse. What happens is the bottle will trap heat, prevent moisture evaporation, which really speeds up the growth of these plants. And if the air, now typically you put this in a window near, on the sunny side of the house, but if the air inside the cloche gets a little too hot, you simply unscrew the bottle cap and that will release some of that heat.
That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing? I've used this.
Didn't you do a simple solution where you put a seed in an ice cream cone?
Yes, that's right.
You could combine the two.
Yeah. Well, we tried doing that with Danny, but he went out and got ice cream. I told him I just needed the cones. I told him we just needed the cones, and then he went out and got cones, but he came back with ice cream too. I'm like, wait a minute, Dan, you're not. So we had to shoot it as quickly as we could before all the cones and the ice cream was gone. Yeah, that's right. There's a simple solution. It's a biodegradable seed cup.
I love it.
So you start the seeds in an ice cream cone and then you just bury the whole thing, cone and all.
Do any gardening or vegetable growing?
I do. I built a greenhouse for Popular Mechanics. It's been now maybe a year and a half ago. And so I have a place to start.
Oh, that's cool.
It's amazing. It gets so hot in there. I had to put a vent that opens automatically.
Wear your bathing suit when you're out there planting.
Yeah, right, exactly.
in the snowstorm.
Yeah, in the snowstorm. Yeah, amazing. Even when it's snowy here in Connecticut, it gets up into the 60s and 70s there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Before we wrap up the show, I want to remind you what you can see on today's Homeowner TV show this weekend. What do you got there, Chelsea?
Yes, we worked with a first-time homeowner, which I'm all too familiar with, even though it's been, 10 years since I bought my first house.
Yeah.
And we helped her just do a few things around the house that you need to do and need to be thinking about when you buy your first home. You know, you want to do all the pretty fun things, but we did some practical things. She got a new HVAC unit.
Right.
And then we also, and because she had an older home, the insulation in the attic was lacking, which would have made her new air conditioning unit work harder.
Right.
So we added more insulation in there in the attic around all of her ductwork up there. And then her toilet was not working as well, running a little bit. And so we rebuilt the inside of the toilet, which is such a great way to save a few bucks. You don't have to replace a toilet. You can just replace the insides, replace the brains of the toilet. And then we also updated her plain white laminate countertops with a Luxrock, which is a stone countertop coating. And so that really improved the look and the functionality of her very simple kitchen countertops.
Great. All right. Well, if you're interested in seeing the TV show, you can go to todayshomeowner.com right now to find out where in your area you can watch the show. We're in over 90% of the country, so I'm sure you'll find a station near you. And don't forget our streaming services. You can see the show and past episodes on Roku, Pluto, Freevee, Tubi, Crackle, Exumo. And we have our own station on LG Smart TV, channel 476, and Vizio Smart TV, channel 516. And can you imagine saying a few years ago, I have to turn to channel 516. That's when you have a lot of TV channels.
Yeah.
but the great thing is you can watch the Today's Homeowner TV show 24/7 if you're interested in that. Okay, well, that's going to pretty much wrap up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Joe Truwini, along with our very special guest co-host, Chelsea Lipford-Wolf, engineer Corey Wilson, and producer Jacob Scarborough. Thanks so much for spending part of your very busy weekend with us. And please join us again next week here at Today's Homeowner Radio. Goodbye, everybody.
Ciao.